setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast corner of Fir Drive and Myrtle Drive. The 911 address is 36418 Fir Drive in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 732. We have one letter of support, zero letter of opposition, and one mail return. The applicant is seeking a 1.1-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback requirement along Fir Drive for the dwelling, a 5-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback along Fir Drive for the landing and steps, a 0.8-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback requirement along Fir Drive for the landing, a 1.3-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback along Fir Drive for the steps, a 16.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement along Myrtle Drive property line for the screen porch, a 5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement along Myrtle Drive for the screen porch, a 3.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the landing and steps.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Frank A. Hornstein. I'm a real estate agent with Iron Valley Real Estate at 19930 Lighthouse Plaza Boulevard, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Well, good evening. I'm representing Mr. Manupello, who is recovering from two back surgeries and is not in very good shape, primarily forcing the sale of the home. This home is a mobile home that was moved here in June of 2006 to replace an existing mobile home that was there. A permit was pulled, and it was bought from Potnets, and don't have an explanation as to why the house ended up where it is and not following the setbacks. My understanding of the new home was put in the same place as the old home is the only explanation I can give you for that. It's also my understanding that the permit was pulled, but there was never any follow-up and inspection of the property after the new home was placed there. There's debate about what happened during that period as far as follow-up inspections on mobile homes. The home is on a permanent concrete foundation. It's almost impossible to move it at this point. In 20 years, there's never been a complaint. The carport is down on the bottom, and the shed at the very top of the drawing, they've both been removed. A house is under contract to be sold since July 20th.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sure we have some questions.
Tell me again the distance we're talking about for the variance that's needed. Could you?
Sure. The 1.1-foot variance from the 15-foot corner along Fir Drive property line, up at the top corner there for the dwelling. A 5-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard for the landing and steps on that same side, a 0.8-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard for the front landing on that screen porch, a 1.3-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for for the steps, a 16.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for the screen porch, a 5-foot from the 30-foot front yard for the screen porch, and then a 3.3-foot from the 30-foot for the landing and steps, so, as you're going around the...
And Ms. Norwood, I'm just looking at that. Something jumped out at me. Mm-hmm. The corner of that screen porch at the front there, that's the 16.3, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. From the front yard, not from the corner right. front yard. Okay, I should make sure I had that right.
Yep.
Because the front is considered Myrtle.
Yes.
And the corner front is Fir Drive. Right. Thank you.
Eller.
Yes, sir. Yes, 2006.
Was that at that time and never?
Correct. There was a permit pulled, which I put a copy in my application, and there was never a follow-up inspection. In talking to someone at the county, they said that, remember there ever being inspections of mobile homes during that period. That could be incorrect.
Was the screen porch there when, like, did that come with the house when they moved it, or is that an addition?
I think it was added when they installed the house.
Has there been any neighbors has been talked to? I mean, does anybody have an issue with the way it's been set for the last 20 years in the neighborhood?
No. There's, as far as I know, Mr. Manupel is not in very good physical shape, so communication's been very difficult. But my understanding is that no one's ever complained.
So Fir would be considered the front of the house, at least by the address.
Yes, that's correct.
Fir's the corner front for purposes of the county.
From the prop, it does look like there's some space here. From the property line to Fir Drive, would you have an approximation of how many feet that would be?
The front of the house?
No, the front property line to Myrtle Drive and or Fir Drive.
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Perhaps I can do it. So if you look at the drawing here,
yes,
that we have, I don't know if you have that in front of you.
Yes.
At the very far left-hand corner, there's something that says of paving. Typically, surveyors will put edge of paving, and that line would indicate where the edge of paving is. And then if you see the dark line that kind of goes down Myrtle and then curves around
yes.
the drive, that's the property line. So it would appear, and if you agree or disagree, I don't know, but it would appear that there's a gap between the edge of paving and the property line. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
I think Mr. Williamson was asking you, do you know the approximate distance between the edge of paving and the property line for both Fir Drive and Myrtle Drive?
Okay, so from the property line to the corner of the house, the top corner is 13.9 feet. And that should be on the information packet you have.
Well, it says it on the survey itself.
Yes.
What we're looking at is if you look at that's just the property line. We're looking from not just the property line, but to the edge of paving. We don't know how large that gap is. And I didn't know if you knew what that was.
I don't.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
So would you guess that that probably adds another?
I would say that's correct.
Actually, looking at it, Mr. King, it says the scale says 1 inch equals 30 feet at the bottom there.
That's probably more.
Is there a well and septic on this property?
There's a well, and it is city sewer.
Okay, because I see in the upper left-hand corner, does reference a septic lid. Do you know if at one point there was a septic system on the property that may have necessitated the home being placed where it was located?
I think when it was initially installed, there was septic.
So in 2006, there was a septic or the prior home?
The prior home. I don't know when it got transferred over to city sewer. I can't honestly answer that.
Do you have any idea where that the septic system would have been located as far as the tanks or?
No. No, I honestly don't.
And you'd mentioned there's a well. Where is that well located?
I don't know.
But it is on a well.
It is on a well.
Do these structures, because I see we're at an intersection between two roads, are you aware of any, have you been to the property?
Many times.
The location of those structures, do they provide any visibility problems at that intersection for cars traveling through?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. There's very little traffic back here.
Are there any restrictive covenants in place that restrict where a home like this could be located on the property that you're aware of?
In the community?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, there's no HOA. There's a voluntary $20 a year HOA.
I have no further questions. I don't know if it triggers any more from the board, though.
It looks as though the screen and porch has two set of stairs, one in the back, one in the front, and I think the front is what needs the variance. Was there maybe any thought as to maybe removing this front set of steps? Do you need two set of steps for a screen and porch?
No.
Any other questions from the board? You could have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13133? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13133? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13133 for Anthony Manapella. For the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property was placed, there was never, a permit was pulled, but there was never an inspection. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or condition, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variances represent the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Lovingooth?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, case number 13133 has been approved.